Hannah's Act, named after a Northern Cheyenne woman found murdered in 2013, was originally intended as a step forward solving the epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. The Senate Judiciary Committee tabled it last Monday following a 5-5 vote. Then on Friday, Republican Senator Jennifer Fielder of Thompson Falls put it back on the table with some changes after originally voting no.
This amendment is brought after conferring with the sponsor, the chairman of State Tribal Relations Committee, the Department of Justice, and some of my colleagues on this committee.
On Friday, the committee approved Fielder's amendments to make the specialist an optional hire and remove the job description. Representative Shane Morgeau, a Democrat from Missoula and a member of the Indian Caucus, supports the latest compromise.
So I still think like the heart of it and the important pieces are really in existence. I mean, really, at the end of the day, like the original intent was to just get something created so we could have someone more focused on these cases.
Morgeau is optimistic about the chance the Department of Justice will establish a missing persons specialist. A previous draft of the bill would have appropriated $100,000 for that position, but the money was struck from the bill before it was tabled last week. The Senate Judiciary Committee passed the bill Friday 8-2. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.